Broken Window Garden.
Broken Window Garden.
Live improvised.
Live improvised. Sound Club Love.
Good morning. It's Saturday, May 21st, 2022, 9:10 a.m. You're listening to the Broken Window Garden. Let's get started.
One day, you're going to wake up, eat your breakfast, brush your teeth, go about your business. And sooner or later, you're going to realize you haven't thought about it. None of it. That's the moment you realize you can forget. When you know that's possible, it all gets easier.
Sweet girl, and I love her to pieces, but fuck her, man. You gotta get on with your life. It still hurts. You know how it is, man. It's like you wake up every day and it hurts a little bit less, and then you wake up one day and it doesn't hurt at all. And the funny thing is that this is kind of weird, but it's like you almost miss that pain.
You miss the pain?
Yeah, for the same reason that you miss her. Because you lived with it for so long.
You can't forget.
parking lot I'd just been in, except there were no trucks. No people, no nothing. It was cold, so I started to walk. I walked by empty houses, abandoned buildings, and I found a store, so I went in and there were clothes there, clothes hanging on racks, so I got dressed and I got back to walking. I walked long enough to convince myself that I was the only thing alive in the place. And then night came and I saw lights, so I went to them. It was a house, and there was a man and a woman there. They were kind, and the woman told me that she lost her husband, her three daughters, and all eight of her grandchildren.
Nothing. Birds. If we think of forgiveness in terms of a process, the first stage is always to tell the story. You know, what actually happened? What is my victim's story? And then to feel the feelings associated with that story. And then as the traditional way of forgiveness, and also the third step in the radical forgiveness, is to say, okay, well, what made the person do that? Let me bring some understanding to this and see why this person did that, and let me walk in their shoes a little bit, and let me see what maybe some unrealistic expectations I had of this person in the first place, or how did I possibly upset them that would make them do such a thing, and so on and so forth. So that would be about as far as we could go with traditional forgiveness. But with radical forgiveness, we go this one step further, and you've already explained it very nicely, that after we have done that process, then we say, well, I'm willing to entertain the possibility that there was a divine purpose in this, that what this person did to me actually was doing for me as a way for me to advance myself spiritually, that was part of what my soul came in to experience and wanted to experience, and this person showed up in my life to do to me what I wanted to experience as part of my spiritual growth.
Thank you. You think the world revolves around one person, but then you meet someone new. You think the world revolves around one person, but then you meet someone new.
Same reason that you miss her, because you lived with it for so long.
That's it. Take care, everybody.